In the older days of New England, it was in Priest Mather who told the students of Harvard that they were pledged to the word of no particular master, that they should above all find a friend in truth. And that became the creed of Harvard. Behind the tumult and the shouting, it is still the creed of Harvard. In this day of modern witch burning, when freedom of thought has been exiled from many lands which were once its home, it is the part of Harvard and America to stand for the freedom of the human mind and to carry the torch of truth. For centuries, the grand old saying, "The truth is great and will prevail," has been a rock of support for persecuted men. But it depends on man's tolerance, self-restraint, and devotion to freedom, not only for themselves, but also for others, whether the truth will prevail through free research, free discussion, and the free intercourse of civilized men, or will prevail only after suppression and suffering, when none cares whether it prevails or not. Love of liberty and freedom of thought is a most admirable attribute of Harvard. But it is not an exclusive possession of Harvard, nor of any other university in America or anywhere else. Love of liberty and freedom of thought are as profound in the homes and on the farms and in the factories of this country as in any university. Liberty is the air that we Americans breathe. Our government is based on the belief that a people can be both strong and free, that civilized men need no restraint but that imposed by themselves against abuse of freedom. Nevertheless, it is the peculiar task of Harvard and of every other university and college in this country to foster and maintain not only freedom within its own walls, but also tolerance, self-restraint, fair dealing, and devotion to the truth throughout America.